Psalm 47, verse 7, Mizmor Mem Zayin Pasuk Zayin. Ki melech kol ha'aretz, for the king over all the earth is Elohim, God. Zamaru maskil, sing praises with insight or understanding. Ki melech kol ha'aretz Elohim, zamaru maskil, for God is the king over all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. Amen. This verse clearly portrays God as being the sovereign one, the ruler of the world and all that's in it. As the creator, Habore, he is also Ribono Shel Olam, the master of the universe. He is Lord over all possible worlds and knows the truth of all counterfactual conditionals, that is, every possible state of being. He works all things for his glory, that is, according to his own sovereign counsel and decrees. Carefully read Ephesians chapter 1. Indeed, he works all things together for good to those who put their trust in him, it says in Romans 8:28. In traditional theology, we say that God is omnipotent. He's all-powerful. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. And he's omnipresent. He's present at all times and places. There is simply nothing outside of his control and dominion. There is no realm of the universe that is beyond the scope of his authority. And whatever he decrees will indeed come to pass. Now, in light of this truth, the truth revealed in scriptures about who God is and his omnipotent power and character, we need to take to heart the warning that engaging in worldly politics and worldliness in general is vanity and emptiness and sin. After all, people can make idols out of almost anything, including morality, religion, or worldly politics. Indeed, people confuse morality with spirituality all the time, and that includes Christian people who mistakenly think that godliness has to do with worldly politics and supporting particular political candidates. Yeshua, however, told us that God's kingdom is not of this world, and therefore he was never politically active or overly concerned with the politics of this world. After all, his mission was to transform individual hearts through the miracle of regeneration, to call out a people who would surrender their lives to God and love one another. Judas Iscariot was a social activist who wanted to change the fallen world in the name of morality, but we know his end. Being obsessed with worldly politics, fawning over a particular political candidate, believing that a mere man or woman or movement can change the world for God's sake, all this is sheer idolatry and folly. Love not the world, neither the things of this world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That's 1 John 2:15. Ever since the time of the defunct moral majority of the 1970s, the so-called evangelical church in the United States has conflated worldliness with spirituality, resulting in an adulterous blend of muddled pragmatic thinking. One negative consequence of politicizing the nature of Christianity, or making it a political movement, if you will, is that if the preferred political candidate or moral advocate does not succeed in changing society, then Christianity is considered a failure, and the message of Yeshua is considered ineffectual. On the contrary, a worthy theology understands that the Lord God is in the heavens, and that categorically nothing is beyond his sovereign will and power. We're not to be disappointed or crushed because a political candidate didn't get reelected, since we are citizens of heaven and our allegiance is to the King of all kings. Look at Philippians 3:20 through 21 or Colossians 3:1 through 4. We're to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, Yeshua said in Matthew 6:33. Father Abraham closed his eyes to this world in order to behold the heavenly light. Looking to man and his schemes to solve the world's problems is the essence of idolatry, since only the Lord our God is healer and savior of people. Many people in the organized church would do well to weep over their misguided affections and ask the Lord for forgiveness for their worldliness and idolatries. Many would do well to confess their lack of faith in the Lord and plead with heaven for the miracle of genuine regeneration. God is king over all the earth. Sing his praise with understanding. Amen. This is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, and may the Lord bless you as you study Biblical Hebrew, the language of the kingdom, Likvod Yeshua Meshichenu, for the glory of Jesus our Messiah. Shalom, shalom.